Good afternoon and welcome back to the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. We're ready for high school hockey as the East Grand Rapids Pioneers take on Sioux High at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena along the banks of the Thunder Bay. Blue Devils come in at 1-0-1, East Grand Rapids at 0-2. This is the Alpena Wildcat Thanksgiving tournament for high school hockey as the Blue Devils play East Grand Rapids today and then tomorrow. Third place game is at noon. Championship game at 3. Nagani will play in the next game against the host, the Alpena Wildcats. And for Sioux High, they come in here with their road blue uniforms on, and East Grand Rapids with their home whites, as the Pioneers will send Austin Stankowski out there in the net for East Grand Rapids. He'll oppose Tristan Forgrave for the Sioux High Blue Devils. We're ready for high school hockey. Pioneers now will have number 2. That's Ian McKeegan to take the draw. He'll be opposed by Evan Hoagland for Sioux High. We're ready for this game to get underway. They drop the puck. We're underway at 3 bells here as Sioux High comes in. Walking right in is Hoagland on the left wing side. A quick shot on the backhand is kicked away by the goaltender Stankowski, and now the Pioneers will shoot it down the ice. Now it's shot out to the neutral zone, down to the blue line, played by Sioux High. They'll dump it into the left wing corner. Hoagland sends it in front. He just missed Blair, as Blair just couldn't get to the puck in the blue paint. Now it's dumped down low in behind the net. Now it's picked up there by Gendritz. Gendritz is bumped off the puck there by Rushmore. Now it's picked up by McKeegan. McKeegan will bring it up ahead, and he dumps it the length of the ice. An icing call with 16:21 to go in the opening period of play, and it's a no score between Sioux High and East Grand Rapids. Faceoff will be to the right of the goaltender Stankowski as he sees it, and in the East Grand Rapids zone for the Blue Devils, it will be Garrett Gorsuch to take the draw. He has Dom Chico to his left, and to his right is number 11, Trace Moran. On defense for the Blue Devils, number 20 is Joey Engel out there. Now at the point, quick shot, and that drives just bounces to the right corner past the goaltender Stankowski. Back out to the blue line, Moran holds it in. Now Moran along the wall, knocked away. Now here come East Grand Rapids, and this is played by Ben DeRouge, and DeRouge will lose the puck. Now it's picked up there by Padgett. Padgett has it knocked away. Chico dumps it into the East Grand Rapids zone into the right wing corner. Picked up there by the Pioneers. They'll pick up the pace. Now it's Finley Relenga. Relenga tries to clear the zone on the hard around. Now it's picked up there by DeRouge, and DeRouge gets into the neutral zone. Devils trail back with the puck. They'll circle back. Picked up there by Sioux High, and they'll dump it down in behind the net as it goes into the right wing corner along the wall for Sioux High. Now over the right side, it's picked up there by number 12, Padgett. Padgett now will clear the zone all the way down, and it goes wide to Forgrave, and that's an icing call with 15:26 to go in the first period of play, and there is no score. Faceoff will come to the left of the goaltender Stankowski for East Grand Rapids. Blue Devils will have number 9 out there to take the draw. That's Ethan McDonald. And to his right is number 7, and that's George Bowman. Now from the draw, it's dumped down low into the corner. Sioux High holds it in. There's a shot from the point. That's well wide, gets through everybody. Now a quick shot from the right wall, and that is hung on to, and making the save is the goaltender Stankowski. Odin Medrick making that shot, taking that shot from the wall to the right wing side just above the faceoff circle. 15:14 left in the opening period. No score here in Alpena at the Northern Lights Arena. East Grand Rapids and Sioux High. Blue Devils with the puck in between the circles. Off the back skate of Bowman. It goes down low left wing corner. It's played by Eli Hills. Now Hills tries to hold it in. Now Sioux High pins it back in front of the faceoff circle. Picked up there by the Pioneers off the wall. They'll bring it up ahead to Meg Simon. Now Simon now tries to get it back out to center. Now they'll turn and fire it back into the Sioux High zone. It will go down in behind the Blue Devil net. Picked up there by the Pioneers, and they'll head up ice. Now Sioux High loses it in East Grand Rapids with the puck, and they'll get it back down and behind the net. Now picked up there by the Pioneers. East Grand Rapids now dumps it down low to the right wing corner along the wall. Now back down and behind the net. This is Owen Oliver in front, and that didn't get through traffic. That's blocked by Sue High. They knock it out to the East Grand Rapids neutral zone. Connor Jendritz with it there. Jendritz will bring it up ahead now. Over to Simon. Simon will dump it down low, right wing corner, and the Pioneers go for a line change. Here come the Devils trying to catch them. Three men breaking out across center now with the puck to the right wing side, and they'll dump it in. That's dumped in by number four for Sue High, Avery Wilson. And now Sue High holds it in down low into the Pioneers zone. Hoagland has it go off his stick. East Grand Rapids brings it up ahead now over to Cody Millimien. Now Millimien will dump it down in behind the Sioux High net, picked up there by Hoagland. Hoagland brings it up ahead, and now he'll fire it down the ice, left wing side with 13:40 to go, opening period, and an icing call, 13:41 to be exact. There's no score between Sioux High and East Grand Rapids here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. Faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender Forgrave as he sees it. And for the draw, can't see that far down the ice, Garrett Gorsuch will face number 21, Mason Keys. Now drop of the puck, it's down low into the right wing corner. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. It's gonna be Goodrich. He tries to get it across the Blue Devil blue line. It's Chico. Chico trails it back now over to Gorsuch, has it slip off his stick. He'll have to trail back and behind the Blue Devil net. Picked up there by Garrett. Garrett Gorsuch now will bring it out to the left wing corner, and now it's picked up there by the Pioneers. They'll try to hold it in. Blue Devils will bring it up ahead now. And now they'll get it out to center, and it's trailing back with it is going to be Jendritz. Jendritz now gets it back out to center, and now Moran. Moran loses the puck, and now Jendritz goes back after it. He'll trail back down and behind the net. Now Jendritz back over to the left wing corner. Now this is Trace Moran. Moran will lose it. He'll get it back over to Engel. Engel will trail back into the Sioux High zone. Joey Engel with the puck now. Stretch pass now over. It goes to Moran. He'll flip it in. It bounces off a stick into the Pioneers zone. 12:40 to go in the opening period. No score. Connor Jendritz now. Cross ice pass. Goes past the neutral zone all the way down the ice. Past everybody and behind Forgrave. Going after it for the Devils is going to be Cade Estrich. And Estrich will bring it up ahead. Estrich now weaving through traffic as he falls down across the Pioneer blue line. Picked up by Jendritz, he turns it over. Engel gets to it. Engel dumps it into the East Grand Rapids zone again. And now Stropkai with it. Stropkai up ahead. He'll lose the puck. And now this is Forgrave. He gets it to Estrich and he turns it over. Here comes East Grand Rapids and they score. They slip it in past Forgrave. And it is a 1-0 East Grand Rapids lead. A bad turnover. Forgrave should not have fire the puck like he did there as it was turned over, a sloppy play. Estrich couldn't get back, even strength goal, and East Grand Rapids has a 1-0 lead on the turnover, and Forgrave let that one slip by him. Underneath him it went and into the net. Tough break for Sioux High. 4:51 will be the time of that goal. Here in the first period, we'll have to try to catch the PA here for the goal announcement. 12 minutes to go, opening period. Sioux High with a puck, quick shot. Didn't get through traffic. Down low into the corner now. It's picked up there by Sioux High. And Sagenga gets the goal for East Grand Rapids, number 14, Ken Sagenga. And I think they'll give an assist to Jendritz on that as well for East Grand Rapids. So Sagenga gets the goal for East Grand Rapids, and now the Pioneers get it out to center. Sioux High gets it back. That's a bad turnover by the Devils. Forgrave should not have tried to clear it out, and Estrich tried to scramble back. He could not. It really, that one I think was on the goaltender there. It's a bad turnover all the way around. Now here comes East Grand Rapids. Walking right in is going to be number 21. It's Keys. Mason Keys turns it over. And back comes Sioux High up the left wing side. Walking in is Chico. Quick shot kicked away. It goes into the left corner now. And Jendritz tries to clear it out. And he does. He'll get it up ahead now to Hoekstra. Now Charlie Hoekstra will dump it in behind the Sioux High net. That's a good shot there by the Blue Devils as they shot it in on the goaltender Stankowski. And now here come the Pioneers again. They'll dump it down in behind the Blue Devil net. Picked up there by Sioux High. Stretch pass up ahead now. This goes to Trace Moran. Moran weaving in as a man to his right. He goes right in. The quick shot and the save made by Stankowski, and he'll hang on and make the save. Nice play by Trace Moran there as Trace walked right in, had a man to his right, and faked the pass, and in between the circles sent the shot in on Stankowski. And he makes the save with 10:27 to go, opening period. 1-0 East Grand Rapids with the lead on the goal by Segenga, the young junior, and he is number 14 as he was able to take that turnover, assisted by number 13, Connor Gendritz. Now for the draw, it will be Millman for East Grand Rapids. He'll win it and get it back down in behind the net. Now to Stropkai. Stropkai back over to Gendritz. Gendritz in the hurt around up ahead. It goes to Owen Oliver. Oliver now right wing side to Millman. Millman walking right in. Now Millman will fire it down in behind Forgrave. Goes down low into the left wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by the Blue Devils. Bowman. Bowman trying to clear it out. 1-0 East Grand Rapids. 10 minutes to go, opening period here in Alpena at the Northern Lights Arena. And now picked up there in the right corner, Joey Engel. Engel gets it up ahead. They pop it loose. Here come the Devils. Three men breaking Estritz. Left wing side to Bowman. Bowman dumps it down to the right wing corner in the Pioneer zone. Picked up by the Blue Devils. There's a quick shot. And it goes well wide of the net as that went just wide on that shot. Now over to the left wing corner. Right wing corner, rather, for the Pioneers. Padgett. Padgett tries to clear it. There's a bouncing puck. It goes wide. Down low. Left wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by the Pioneers. They'll get to the neutral zone. A turnover. Suhai picks it up. Hoagland moving in left wing side. Hoagland down and behind the net, cycling the puck. Good defensive play by Stropkai on him. Back to the point. There's a quick shot kicked away. Juicy rebound cleared out by Stankowski, and the Devils hold it in. It's a dump right back in by number 19 for the Blue Devils in Jay Dunbar. Now the loose puck in front. There's a chance, and it wiggled just free, and a good chance by Randon Blair. Now in behind the net, there's Avery Wilson with the puck. Wilson now. Wilson plays it out the back of the net. Wilson gets it in between the circles. Blair in the backhand. It goes wide. Hoagland going after it. Hoagland now back. It goes over to Blair. Randon Blair cycles the puck down low again. Knocked away there by Stropkai. Stropkai gets it up ahead. And now they'll play it off the right wing side and down across center. And Dunbar will dump the puck into the, rather loses the puck, and East Grand Rapids picks it up into the Suhai zone. Now the Blue Devils pick it up again. They'll try to jostle back out, but they turn it over, and the Pioneers lob it up ahead, and now at the right slot, they'll lose the puck. Here comes Suhai walking in, two men breaking. Now right wing side, a quick shot above the blue line. Dunbar with the shot. Stankowski able to make the save, and that line did good work for Suhai. They created some good opportunities. Remains 1-0. East Grand Rapids. Faceoff will be to the left of Stankowski. And it will be number 14, Garrett Gorsitz, for the draw for the Blue Devils. And he's opposed by number 2 for the Pioneers in McKeegan. Now the draw goes down low and behind the East Grand Rapids net. Over to the left corner, Suhai holds it in. Down and behind the net, now Willenga with it. Finley Willenga, number 24 for the Pioneers. He'll bring it up ahead, right wing side McKeegan. McKeegan now, he'll get it down low to the right corner. They'll send it in front, the shot, they score! And the Pioneers take a 2-0 lead. And that was fed right back out in front there. And East Grand Rapids is able to get the goal. And that was a nice play by JT Lamange. And I think McKeegan scored the goal. We'll have to check on that. It was often, yet again, another Suhai turnover. Even strength goal here in the first period of play. And it's 2-0 Pioneers. Tough break for Suhai. 9:04 will be the time of that goal here in the opening period. We'll check the totals, but I think McKeegan scored that goal, and I believe it was Lamont that fed him the puck. Now from the draw, Devils walk in. Here comes Chico around the D, walks in, shoots, kicked away. Loose puck, and it goes down low into the corner now. And now picked up by the Pioneers, Keys. And now Suhai holds it in. There's a shot, kicked away, the rebound. It goes just wide. Now it's held in by the Blue Devils. Moran gets it in front, a good chance, and hanging on to make the save for East Grand Rapids is going to be the goaltender, Stankowski. Try to get the totals here in a moment. Devils out shooting the Pioneers 8-2. Faceoff will be to the right of Stankowski as he sees it. Penalty coming up. East Grand Rapids is going to the box. Number 16, Charlie Hoekstra, the young sophomore. He's the only one. It looks like it's going to be a Blue Devil power play. As McKeegan with a goal. It was McKeegan. And it was the assist to number 22, LaMange. So McKeegan gets the goal for the Pioneers. They have had two shots on net, and they both have gone in the net. And Suhai has been out shooting them 8-2 so far in the first 17 minutes of this hockey game. 2-0, East Grand Rapids to the lead here with 7:32 to go in the opening period of play. Face off to the right of Stankowski, won by the Blue Devils. Back it goes to the right point, Engel. Engel from the slot, they send it in front. Blair just missed the net. That was a beautiful opportunity there. Randon Blair had a wide open net, couldn't hit it on that left side. Avery Wilson, back it goes to Engel. Blue Devils on the power play over to the right wing corner. They'll play it back out to the blue line, Engel. Engel now to Wilson. Wilson at the right faceoff circle. Back to over to the left point, Estrich. Right point, Hoagland. Hoagland, now his shot is blocked. Engel picks it up. He'll go down low with it. Down and behind the net. Suhai with the puck. This is Avery Wilson. And behind the goaltender, Stankowski in the slot. To Hoagland, the shot. And hanging on is Stankowski. And he'll cover up with 1:23 left in the penalty on Hoekstra. 6:56 to go opening period. And it is a 2-0 East Grand Rapids lead. Suhai out shooting the Pioneers 9-2 here in the first period of play. Faceoff will be to the left of Stankowski as he sees it. And Garrett Gorsuch will take the draw. He'll be opposed by Cody Millman. Chico to Gorsuch's right, and to his left will be Moran. Now the whistle blows in the back official. And now they'll do her again. Millman and Gorsuch for the draw, taken by Chico. He'll try to hold it in. Now at the point, Dunbar. Blue Devils on a power play, down 2-0. Right corner now in behind the net, Moran. Moran to Chico. Chico rolls the puck down low, left wing corner, back up top at the point. Now up top in the middle of the blue line. Up top on the power play, Gorsuch, his shot is blocked in between the circles. Dunbar holds it in. Now Jay gets it back over to Owen Medrick. Now back it goes down low, and now there's a shot. It's kicked away by Stankowski. It was Dunbar with the opportunity. Another nice save by Stankowski. There's a high-rising shot from the right point from Gorsuch, and that goes well wide of the net, down low and behind the net. Chico goes after it. Now this is Dominic Chico. Chico plays it back out to the right point, Odin Medrick. Medrick left point, Dunbar. Dunbar in between the circles. Chico gets a stick on it, couldn't get any shot towards the net, and now it's held in by Dunbar into the down and behind the net. Now back out to the point. It's chopped out there on the PK by McKeegan. And the Pioneers go for a line change. Devils right back in the play. Walking in, there's a shot floated in by Gorsuch. That's kicked away by Stankowski. And we get a stoppage in play. And a whistle with 5:49 to go opening period. 2-0 Blue Devils with the lead on, or rather with the deficit. East Grand Rapids 2, Suhai nothing. 5:49 to go here in the opening period. Pioneers with two shots, two goals so far in this game. Devils badly out shooting them, but they trail by two. Now from the draw, this is into the corner. Hoagland back out to the point, picked up by Kale Bell. And now Bell gets it in front, knocked away. Randon Blair with the puck. Now Blair back to Hoagland. Hoagland back out to the point now, picked up by Goodrich. Goodrich left point, Bell. Bell the shot kicked away, got through traffic. Nice pad save there by Stankowski. Devils 0-for-1 on the power play as that penalty expires to the Pioneers, and here comes East Grand Rapids walking right in, left wing side. This is played by Winkle, Bennett Winkle, young freshman. Winkle goes in, tries to send it in front, knocked away. Here come the Devils. Three men breaking out to center, picked up there by Goodrich as he falls down in front of the goaltender Stankowski. Goes the puck, and now East Grand Rapids brings it up ahead. This is Walenga. Walenga back in the neutral zone. East Grand Rapids with it. Segenga. Now Segenga gets it down low into the corner. It's going to be a delay penalty call coming up on the Blue Devils with 4:54 to go here in the opening period of play. And a 2-0 lead for East Grand Rapids. And they'll go to the power play. K.O. Bell goes off. The signal from the referee. as the Blue Devils will go shorthanded yet again, or for the first time, I should say. Second penalty of the hockey game. First Blue Devil penalty. Sioux High head coach Rick Mackey on that Blue Devil bench. Rich Roach is assistant coach. To his right, to his left is Rex Engel, another assistant coach. And the Z-Man, of course, working the gates down there. And Zach Ellis. And now back out to the point. This is played by Walenga. Walenga gets it along the wall. There's a shot floated right towards Forgrave. Now it's right back to the Pioneers. There's a shot. Looked like Forgrave got a pat on it there. Down low into the left corner. Back out to the point. There's a shot. Loose puck in front. They had a wide open net. Walenga sent it in front. Now East Grand Rapids with the puck. East Grand Rapids back along the wall. Picked up off the high glass of the PK by Sioux High. They'll float the puck down low. In behind the net. Picked up there by Walenga. Walenga up ahead to Jendrich. Jendrich now brings it up ahead out across the neutral zone. Lamons, he had an assist on that second goal. They'll send it in. There's a shot kicked away by Forgrave, and he'll hang on and get the puck up and out of play. Went off his stick and pad, and we get a stoppage in play. That's the third shot of the game. I'll now make it the fourth shot. And it's a 2-0 East Grand Rapids. 11-4 Sioux High out shooting him. 2-0 Pioneers. Now it's down low, left wing corner, picked up there by East Grand Rapids on the power play. There's 55 seconds left on that Sioux High penalty, and the Blue Devils dump it down in behind the goaltender Stankowski. East Grand Rapids brings it up the right wing side. This is McKeegan. McKeegan bringing it to McKeegan now. Left side along the ice, it goes to Lamons. Lamons loses the puck, picked up by the Blue Devils. This is Trace Moran. Moran walking right in. Now along the blue line, left wing side around Jendrich on that PK. Now Trace Moran loses the puck, comes out towards the East Grand Rapids bench, back out the center. The Devils fire it right back in, down and behind the net. Dunbar, as he fires it down and behind Stankowski. 3:15 to go, opening period. 20 seconds left in the Sioux High penalty. 2-0 East Grand Rapids. Pioneers will bring the puck up ahead now. This is JT Lamons. Lamons now brings it over to the right side. It goes over to Millman. Millman down low into the corner, back over to Lamons. Lamons now cycles the puck around Dunbar, walks right in, the shot, the rebound, it's knocked away. Big save there by Forgrave, as a good chance by Lamons. Sioux High now kills that penalty, and East Grand Rapids has the puck down low, left wing corner. Blue Devils 1-for-1 on the PK, and now back out to the point. There's a shot, goes through traffic, didn't get to the goaltender Forgrave. It goes in the right wing corner. It's dug out there by Millman. They'll fire it down, in behind the net it goes. Now it's picked up there by East Grand Rapids. Pioneers cycle the puck down low. Lamons, he'll turn towards the net. There's a shot. It's popped in the air, and they score. It went off his blocker. He didn't know where it was. Went behind him, and it's 3-0 Pioneers. As they get that puck towards the net to make it a 3-0 hockey game. East Grand Rapids. Looked like Lamons scored it. The check on that. Here in the first period of play, another even strength goal for East Grand Rapids. And a tough break for Sioux High yet again. 14-34 will be the time of that goal. You're out shooting them, 11-6, and you're down 3-0. And now for the face-off. We'll get the totals on that goal here when we can. As I think Lamons was the one that got the goal. Now walking right in, Bowman. Bowman, the Eli Hills. Hills can't hang on, and now here come the Pioneers again. And, yep, JT Lamons with that goal. Lamons here in the first period of play. And they say that's an unassisted goal as well for Lamons. And JT Lamons with the goal for East Grand Rapids. Now the Pioneers get the puck out to center. It's going to be Jendrich. Jendrich walking right in. Gets it over to Hoekstra. Hoekstra sends it in front. That's knocked away. Loose puck in the slot. Bouncing puck. Devils try to clear, and they do. Now they'll bring it up ahead. Bowman, he'll just let it go and go for a line change. It goes in the East Grand Rapids end. Pioneers trying to catch the Devils on that change. They'll bring it up ahead. It's played by Simon. Simon in the neutral zone of Connor Gendritz. Gendritz will fire the puck down and behind the Blue Devil net. Picked up there by Sue High with 1:18 to go in the opening period. 3-0 East Grand Rapids. Back out to the point now. It's Stropkai. He'll try to get it in front. We get a whistle. Stoppage in play. With 1:11 to go here in the first period of play. East Grand Rapids with the 3-0 lead. And we'll get a penalty here to the Blue Devils. Looks like Cade Eschrich is going to go off. And another power play for the Pioneers, and they have a 3-0 lead. 1:11 to go in this opening period of play. Now the faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender Forgrave, number two, Ian McKeegan for the draw for East Grand Rapids. Gorsuch for Sioux High. And now McKeegan for the draw. Back out to the point now. This is played on a blistering drive by Gendritz. Loose puck in front, or rather Segenga. Segenga gets it back out to the point. And that's Gendritz with a wicked drive, and that goes well wide of the net. Back, now it goes to the right wing wall. Back up top now, Segenga. Segenga over to Gendritz. Gendritz turns it over, and Sioux High in the PK gets it out to the neutral zone. Under a minute to go in the period. 3-0 East Grand Rapids. Minute and a half left on the penalty on Eschrich. Now roughing call, and now here comes East Grand Rapids. They'll walk right in. Now along the wall, this is played there by the Pioneers. They'll try to get it out to the blue line. It's tapped out by Gorsuch. His pass just beyond the reach for Chico. Chico with 28 seconds to go. He'll try to feather the pass in front. Nobody home. Knocked away by Lamange. And here come the Pioneers on the power play. 3-0 East Grand Rapids with the lead. They'll walk right in now. It's Millman. Millman now along the wall. Millman back to Lamange. Lamange now down low into the corner now. Now back it goes to Millman. Millman cycles the puck, left wing corner, 8 seconds to go here in the period. And now Lamange, Lamange a shot, bouncing puck in front, a battle in the blue paint for a grave all over the place. It goes down and behind the net, the horn sounds. That's the end of the first period of play. Blue Devils trail 3-0, and they're out shooting them, and they were controlling the pace for a long time, but they trail by a score of 3-0 after one period here at the Alpena Thanksgiving tournament at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. We will take a break. The officials right now are talking to Sioux High, and the Blue Devils are staying on the ice here. As maybe because there's only one gate, that's probably the case. Both teams, of course, going to the locker room. And because there's one tunnel, the Devils wait for East Grand Rapids. The officials are just telling the boys to wait. And now Sioux High will go in after East Grand Rapids goes in here at intermission. And we are at intermission. A 3-0 lead for East Grand Rapids. We'll come back with the first period scoring summary and thoughts on that opening period at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. It's East Grand Rapids 3, Sioux High nothing. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOL. Back at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena at the end of the first period of play, East Grand Rapids 3, Sioux High nothing, and the East Grand Rapids Pioneers able to jump out to the early lead in that first period. 4:51 into the first, it was a goal for Ken Segenga, assisting on that goal, Connor Gendritz, and it was off a Sioux High turnover. Tristan Forgrave, the Blue Devil goaltender, tried to clear the puck. It was held in by Gendritz, and then Segenga would get the puck. The only defenseman back was Cade Eschrich. He was up in the play. He tried to get back as when he saw that the puck was turned over, scrambled back, and they would fire it towards the net. Segenga would send it in on Forgrave. Forgrave, it would get a piece of it. It would go behind him and roll into the net for a 1-0 lead for East Grand Rapids. And then at 9:04, off another Blue Devil turnover, it would be an unassisted goal for Ian McKeegan. McKeegan would walk in. Rather, he would get an assist on that from JT Lamange. Lamange would fire the puck in front to McKeegan. McKeegan would get the shot over the blocker of the goaltender Forgrave. He would get a piece of it, but could not hang on, and that would make it a 2-0 East Grand Rapids lead at 9:04, even strength. And then at 14:34, even strength. JT LeMond to get an unassisted goal. It will go off the blocker and deflect in behind the goaltender for Grave, who didn't know where the puck was, and it would go into the net. 3-0 East Grand Rapids with the lead. Shots on goal, 11-8 in favor of Sioux High. And the goaltender for Grave made five saves in that first period. And the goaltender for East Grand Rapids, Austin Stankowski, he made 11 saves, stopped all 11 shots. Devils were buzzing the net early on, but it just seemed like the air deflated from them. There were a couple of those turnovers and some shots that perhaps the goaltender should have had, but you watch the play. Sioux High outplayed them for a good portion of that first period, and then they started taking some silly penalties, and things started to change a little bit for the Devils. I think they're starting to lose their confidence, but to start this hockey game, they were certainly outplaying East Grand Rapids. They were peppering the goaltender Stankowski with the shots on net, but Sioux High making mistakes in their own end, and it cost them as they trail 3-0 after one period of play at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. Second semifinal, 6 o'clock tonight. Nagani taking on the host school, Alpena. Wildcats come in with a 2-0 record. They'll take on 0-2 Nagani. And then tomorrow, the third place game at noon, the championship game at 3 here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena for the Alpena Wildcats Thanksgiving tournament. We will take a break, and you'll hear This Week in High School Sports coming up in a little bit, and much more, including second period action. Sioux High trails East Grand Rapids in high school hockey in Alpena. It's the Pioneers of East Grand Rapids 3 and the Sioux High Blue Devils nothing. And we'll be back later on, and This Week in High School Sports coming up here in a bit as well, 1230 WSOL. Welcome back to the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. We've started the second period of play. Blue Devils have one shot on the board, and meanwhile, East Grand Rapids has won. The penalty for Sioux High is over, so they're 2-for-2 in the penalty kill. Blue Devils have switched goaltenders. Mike Bontrager is now in for Sioux High, the young sophomore, and he's already made one pretty nice save. And now the Blue Devils at the puck in the East Grand Rapids end. Pioneers will float the puck up the left wing wall and dump it down the ice, down low into the corner now, in behind the net. Trying to pick it up is going to be DeRouge. It has to let it slip off a stick. And Ben DeRouge with the puck down low into the corner. Plays it back out to the point. Knocked away by Avery Wilson. Here come the Devils. Avery Wilson, he'll go after it, but it's beyond his reach. It will be an icing call with 15:16 to go in the second period of play. 3-0 East Grand Rapids with 3 first period goals. Tristan Forgrave started the game, played the first period, and Rick Mackey's switched goaltenders. He brings in the young sophomore Mike Bontrager, who was in the net for that tie with Lakeland, and he played very well in the net for Sioux High in that game. Now face off to the left of Bontrager as he sees it. It will be Garrett Gorsuch getting tossed out of the faceoff circle. Dominic Chico now will oppose number 16 for East Grand Rapids and Charlie Hoekstra. Sioux High gets it off the high glass of the blue line, held in by the Pioneers. And the Blue Devils turn it over, or rather East Grand Rapids turns it over. And now it's fired all the way down the ice in on the goaltender Stankowski. And he'll cover up and make the save with 15:01 to go in the opening period of play. And a 3-0 East Grand Rapids lead on Sioux High. Faceoff will be to the right of Austin Stankowski as he sees it. It will be Garrett Gorsuch for the draw. He'll be opposed by number 21, Mason Keyes. Now for the faceoff, it goes down low into the right wing corner along the wall, picked up there by Sioux High. They'll hold it in. Now it's Cade Estrich. Estrich now floats it in between the circles. Now nice pass, Chico, over to Gorsuch, a high riser, goes well wide of the net. Now a puck pops out to the neutral zone, to the Sioux High neutral zone. Engel off the dashers, left wing side over to Gorsuch. Gorsuch to Chico. Chico around the D. Dominic now gets it to Trace Moran. Back to Dominic to Gorsuch. A shot and a big save there by Stankowski, though. Did it go in? And Sioux High thought it did, but Stankowski covers up to make the save. Another big save by Stankowski. And that is the 13th shot on net, 13-9 shots on goal in favor of Sioux High. East Grand Rapids 3 and Sioux High nothing. Faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender, Stankowski, as he sees it. Taking the draw for the Blue Devils will be number 9, and that is Ethan McDonald. Now McDonald Loses the draw, picked up by the Pioneers. They'll fire it down low to left wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by East Grand Rapids. They'll pop it loose and might have played with a high stick there. We get a stoppage with 14:22 to go in the opening period of play and a 3-0 lead for East Grand Rapids on those three first period goals by Ken Sikkema, Ian McKeegan, and JT Lamons. Lamons has a goal and an assist in this game. And now there's the drop of the puck taken there by East Grand Rapids. Make it Sioux High. Blue Devils hold it in. Now the Pioneers get to it, and they'll bring it down the ice. Up the right wing side, this is Ben Winkle. Winkle, the young freshman, down low, right wing corner. Andy Goodrich tries to get it loose. Now it's turned over. Sioux High gets it back. George Bowman up ahead. Bowman across center, or goes to Eli Hills. Hills jostles in, sends it towards the goaltender, Stankowski. Puck goes down and behind the East Grand Rapids net. 13:50 to go here in the opening or stages of the second period, and a 3-0 lead for the Pioneers over Sioux High. Alpena Thanksgiving tournament. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you. Glad to have you listening here on Radio Sioux. Now it's picked up there by Bennett Winkle. Now Winkle tries to hold it in. A couple guys collide, and now it's sent down and behind Stankowski. Pioneers will pick it up, and they'll weave through traffic. They'll bring it up the right wing side. Sikkema. Sikkema drops it off now, walking right in. Here's Padgett, and Padgett with a shot from the slot to the right side. Bontrager covers up to make the save. Padgett walking in. A good play on that right wing side by Ryan Padgett. Good skater. 3-0 Pioneers. Faceoff will come to the left of Bontrager as he sees it. 13:19 left, middle period. From the draw, taken there by the Pioneers, McKeegan. McKeegan sends it in front. JT Lamons has it knocked away, comes out to the point, held in there by Willinga. Willinga sends it in front, loose puck. Bontrager kicks it away, another loose puck. Comes back out to the point. Jendritz will hold it in. Jendritz now over to McKeegan. McKeegan walks around the D as he gets around Odin Medrick. Medrick knocks it away. Good play by Medrick. Medrick will head up ice, up ahead to Avery Wilson. Wilson up the left wing side, all across center he goes. Avery now weaving through traffic on that left wing side, drops it off. Medrick or make that Dunbar with a shot. And that goes up into the netting, out of play. We get a stoppage, 12:45 to go here in the second period of play, 3-0. The score as East Grand Rapids has the lead. Looked like Stankowski got a piece of that last shot. Sent it up into the netting, out of play. Faceoff will be to the right of the Pioneer goaltender as he sees it. Gorsuch for the draw for Sioux High. Now Garrett loses the draw, goes down and behind the net to Rushmore. Rushmore now up ahead. It goes to Padgett. Padgett turns it over. Sioux High holds it in. Chico with a shot. That goes just wide of the net into the left wing corner along the wall. Held in. Chico looking for a redirect or a deflection. Sends it towards Stankowski just wide. Now down low. Sioux High holds it in between the circles. Gorsuch trying to find Chico. Pioneers dump it out the center. Blue Devils retrieve. Trailing back now is Joey Engel. Engel up the left wing wall. Now across the blue line it's Chico. He'll fire it in the right wing corner. Now here comes Trace Moran. Moran down low in behind the net. Now Moran with the puck. They'll bring it up ahead now for Sioux High. Now it's down low into the Pioneer zone, into the left wing corner. Picked up there by the Blue Devils, and now it's popped out by East Grand Rapids zone. They'll bring it up ahead. Three men breaking. Pioneers have it poke checked away, but they retrieve it, trail back. Now cycling the puck is Tyler Spindle. Now Spindle up the left wing side over to Connor Jendritz walking in. There's a shot. Make that Padgett with the shot. That's knocked away. No, it was Jendritz. Knocked away by Bontrager. Bontrager with another nice save. Now they hold it into the left point. There's a shot. Bontrager, he didn't know where it was, but it went off his pad. He directed it in the right corner. Now along the wall, comes out to the point. We get a stoppage in play. Delay penalty call coming to the Blue Devils, and it's their third penalty of the day. They're 2-for-2 on the PK. They'll have to try to go 3-for-3 to keep it 3-0 Pioneers. 11:30 to go here in the second period. Moran is going to go off. Looks like contact to the head. And Trace Moran is off for Sioux High, and a penalty to the Blue Devils. Pioneers power play goes to work. First power play of the second period. Now keep in mind the other one was a carryover from the first for East Grand Rapids in this period. There's a shot well wide by the Pioneers on the power play. Down low, left corner, Engel. Engel now, Blair can't clear it out. Held in by the Pioneers, it's Segenga. He has a goal. JT Lamange, he'll send it now, cross ice, Jendritz. Jendritz twirling around, back to the right faceoff circle. picked up by Lamange. Lamange now back out to the point. There's a redirect shot, goes up high over Bontrager. Down low in the corner, Suhai tries to clear it out, and they do on the PK as they dump it the length of the ice down in behind Stankowski. Now the Pioneers bring it up ahead. East Grand Rapids 3-0 with the lead, 10:45 to go in the middle period, and a penalty of 1:15 left on Moran for Suhai, an icing call on East Grand Rapids, and we get a stoppage in play. Faceoff back in the Blue Devil end. They'll take that. Bonus. East Grand Rapids head coach is George Newton. Pioneers come in 0-2 on the season. They lost a pair of games last weekend. 3-2 to Forest Hills Northern Eastern. That's a pretty good team, Northern Eastern is. And Byron Center's not bad either. They, I think, went to the state championship last year. Byron Center 3-2 winners as Wake that 5-3 winners last weekend to open up the season for East Grand Rapids. They play in that OK conference in the Ron Baum division. Now across the blue line, right wing side moving in now, Walenga. Walenga in behind Bontrager. Walenga circles the puck, he'll circle the net rather, back out to the point, he'll drop it off there, and Padgett tries to set it in front and between the circles. Devils fail to clear. Back out to the blue line, now Suhai has it knocked away, there goes Chico. Chico now trying to get around the D, shorthanded. Dominic sends it towards the net just wide. Goes into the right wing corner along the wall, picked up by the Pioneers. They'll head up ice. Now it's gonna be Mason Keyes. Keyes drops it off, and now he'll pick it up again. Keys around Goodrich. He'll go towards the net, send it in front. Nobody home. Now a right point shot kicked away by Bontrager. Big save there by Mike. Goes down low and behind the net. Now it's in behind the Suhai net. Now it's going to be Owen Oliver. Now Oliver sends it in front. Owen sends it in front. Bontrager with another big save for Suhai. Now it's cleared out to the point, held in by Walenga. Walenga now has it cleared out. Back out to the point. They can't clear it the rest of the way. Hoagland on that opportunity. Devils 3-4-3 on the penalty kill as Suhai has Moran come out of the box. Random Blair comes on the ice, has the puck to Gorsuch. There's a quick shot from the right faceoff circle and the save made by Stankowski. We get a stoppage in play. 9:19 to go here in the second period. 3-0. East Grand Rapids in the lead. Dave Watson here in Alpena at the Northern Lights Arena for Blue Devil Hockey here on Radio Sioux. We'll have tomorrow's game at either noon or 3 as a third place or championship game action. Now Dunbar holds it in at the blue line for Suhai. They'll get it down low. There's a high rising shot well wide. Odin Medrick holds it in. Avery Wilson spins it down and behind the net. Picked up there by the Pioneers. Now Stropkai with it. That's Owen Stropkai. Stropkai has it cleared out. It's held in at the blue line. Dunbar sends it in behind the net. Devils try to send it in front. Wilson couldn't hang on. And now it's shot out the center. Trailing back for Suhai is Medrick. Medrick off the wall. Random Blair over skates the puck. Picked up there by Hoekstra. Hoekstra bumped off the puck. Good defensive play by Medrick. Down and behind the Suhai net. Hoagland now digging it loose. Dunbar, he's dumped down to the ice. Back out to the point. Pioneers with it. DeRouge. DeRouge cycles it down and behind the net over to Simon. Simon now. Simon gets it back over to Hoekstra. Back to Simon. Simon circles from the right faceoff circle. Dumps it down and behind the net. They try to go short side. It's Hoekstra. Kicked away there by Bontrager. Nice save. Now it's picked up there by Simon. Back out to the point. Didn't get through traffic. Hoagland picks it up, and the Devils will head up ice. Now left side, Random Blair couldn't pick up the puck. It was behind him. Now he does, and he'll dump it down and behind Stankowski. Devils on a change. Pioneers trying to catch him on a stretch pass. And cherry picking there was number 2, McKeegan. And offsides, they'll call, 7:58 to go here in the second period of play, 3-0. East Grand Rapids in the lead over Suhai here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena at the Thanksgiving tournament here in Alpena. Nagani will play the Alpena Wildcats in the second game, 6 o'clock here at the Northern Lights Arena. Then tomorrow, third place game at noon, championship at 3. Blue Devils get the puck into the East Grand Rapids zone to the left wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by the Pioneers. They try to clear it out. Down low into the corner. Suhai jostling for it. East Grand Rapids will get it across the neutral zone. Over skating the puck there was Segenga. And it goes down and behind the Blue Devil net. Now Engel. Engel clears it in the heart around, held in. Now they'll try to send it in front. Feathering pass, Segenga comes back out to the point. Walenga with it now. Walenga didn't get it through traffic. Goes down low. Segenga back down low into the left corner. McKeegan with it. Ian McKeegan rolls up top of above the right faceoff circle. Down low, Segenga. He's bumped off the puck there. Good play by Ethan McDonald. Now McDonald loses the puck. Picked up there by Bowman. Bowman back to McDonald. Fired it in the neutral zone. Picked up by East Grand Rapids. Now a near steal, and they do as Walenga fanned on it. Hills nearly had a breakaway. Walenga retrieves it and dumps it back to the Suhai blue line. Now the Blue Devils head up ice. Here comes Hills. He has a man to his right side. Across the blue line, walking in. Backhand pass towards Dominic Chico. Couldn't hang on. Now Chico down low right wing corner. He'll pick up the puck, head to the net. Sends it in front to Hills. Hills can't get to it. And now it's picked up there by Engel. He overskates it. And here come the Pioneers. They might have an odd man rush. Walking in now. This is going to be Mason Keyes. Keyes gets around Hills. Walks in and scores. What an individual play by Mason Keyes. He fought hard to get around Hills, who battled him pretty good, and then he cleanly beat Bontrager just above the blue paint as he twirled in, and I'll tell you what, they worked for that goal. They've had some easy ones on some bad turnovers and some groaners by the goaltender in the first period, not Bontrager, but of course Forgrave, but I'll tell you what, in the second period, they worked for that goal, and Mason Keyes scores it for East Grand Rapids. And they make it a 4-0 deficit for Suhai. I'll get the totals here in a moment. They worked for that goal. 10:32 time of that goal for East Grand Rapids here in the second period of play. An even straight goal, and that was Keyes with the goal. We'll get the totals in a moment. And now here comes East Grand Rapids again walking in. Left wing side on a Suhai turnover. They'll send it in front, knocked away. Goodrich now with it. We get a stoppage in play with 5:54 to go here in the second period of play. East Grand Rapids 4, Suhai nothing. Faceoff will be to the right of the goaltender for Suhai, Mike Bontrager. Devils now will get a line change out there. Random player, Evan Hoagland. Looks like Andy Goodrich, Avery Wilson, and Cale Bell out there for Suhai. From the drop of the puck, Pioneers get to it, and they'll try to cycle it in front. And now it's picked up there by the Pioneers. Now there's a quick shot kicked away by Bontrager. Bontrager able to knock that one away, and now it comes back out down and behind the net. Now Hoagland goes after it. Hoagland, he'll try to clear the puck out of the Suhai zone. Wilson gets it from Blair, knocked away. Here come the Pioneers again walking right in. Now it's McKeegan, centering pass, Lamange. Lamange sends it in front, knocked away, Bontrager. They try to go short side. There's a shot kicked away, the rebound. They try to tuck it underneath the pad. There's a delay penalty coming to Suhai. There's a shot, they score. Lamange puts it in as Bontrager was laying on the ice. And I'll tell you what, the Suhai defense, they have to be more physical there. My partner last Saturday, Matt Arbuck, talked about they had to pick up the physical play, and they did against Lakeland. But there, you got to put a body on someone, and they did not. And Lamange scores the goal. They had the delay penalty coming. Of course, that's now negated with the goal, as it's JT Lamange with the second goal of the hockey game for East Grand Rapids. And a big goal there for the Pioneers to make it 5-0, add to their lead. It's a tough break for Suhai. 11:47, the time of the goal for the Suhai. 11:47 here, the second period. Blue Devils now have East Grand Rapids walking right in as they'll dump the puck down and behind the net. And I tell you what, the effort now is lagging for Suhai. East Grand Rapids is buzzing their net, and now they'll dump it down and behind the net. They did not help their goaltender at all in that last play. Physically, you have to put a body on someone. They just let East Grand Rapids cycle it down and behind the net. You have to be more physical, and the effort-wise, it's been all East Grand Rapids now. It's down 4-0. They're starting to lose their confidence even more. And now a 5-0 lead for the Pioneers. We're 4:47 to go in the second period of play. Shots on goal is even now, 16-16. Sue High's led in that department of the shots on goal all night long. But they trail 5-0. Face off won by the Pioneers, Gendritz. Rick Mackey will not be happy with this game here tonight. No question about that. Down low and behind the net, it's picked up by Tyler Spindle. Spindle loses it. Moran tries to clear it out. Now it's Medrick. Medrick to Trace Moran. He can't hang on. The Pioneers now will hold it in. Picked up there by Charlie Hoekstra. Hoekstra now tries to set it in front. Sue High just getting outplayed now. And now Moran will clear it out across the Dashers. And now to the Pioneer blue line. Now East Grand Rapids. Hoekstra back out to the Sue High blue line. Gorsuch will fire it in as that will go to the Pioneer blue line. Sue High gets a turnover. Jay Dunbar walking in with two men. Dunbar, quick shot kicked away by the pad of Stankowski. And now it goes back down and behind the net. We're in now fired out by the Pioneers. And walking right in, Hoekstra around two Blue Devils. And there's his shot goes wide of the net. Down in behind the net it goes. Into the left wing corner along the wall. Held in by the Pioneers, Stropkai. Stropkai now. Back it goes over to Giroux. Giroux trails back. Gets it over to number 13, Connor Gendritz. Gendritz will fire it down and behind Bontrager. 3.5 to go in the second period. 5-0 East Grand Rapids. Now the Blue Devils walking in. Dominic Chico. Chico around two. Pioneers shoots and scores. What a nice individual move by Dominic Chico as he went around two defensemen, split right between them, and he beats the goaltender Stankowski to the stick side, and the Devils are on the board. Dominic Chico with the goal for Sue High. It's the first Blue Devil goal of the hockey game. A nice individual effort by Dominic and the Blue Devils. Chico with the goal for Sue High. A nifty move that was. And Sue High's on the board, 5-1. East Grand Rapids are the lead here in the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. A nifty goal that was for Sue High. 13:35 time of that goal. 13:35. Chico with the goal. And see who gets an assist on that goal. I think Gorsuch got an assist. Now Sue High walking in. Odd man Russ Hoagland now. Hoagland a shot, couldn't get a shot off. And now it goes down low into the corner. Sue High down 5-1. And Dominic Chico with the goal at 13:25 of this second period of play. Chico with the puck, make it Joey Engel. Engel down low, 5-1 the score. East Grand Rapids in the lead, 2:50 to go in the middle stanza. Here in Alpena, now Avery Wilson above the faceoff circle to the left side. A high riser goes well wide of the net, goes down low into the corner. Now it's picked up there by East Grand Rapids. Now the Pioneers will dump it down low, left wing corner. Pioneers off the high glass, it's turned over. There's Engel walking in, quick shot, another shot. And that's kicked away by Stankowski. Couple big stops. He's been good here. Now Sue High buzzing the net. Wilson shoots in the slot and he scores. And it's 5-2 as he beats Stankowski to the stick side. And the Devils chip away at the lead. Even more Avery Wilson, his first goal as a Blue Devil. A beautiful pass in front. We'll have to get the assist on that goal because that was a beautiful feed for Sue High. Now it's a three-goal hockey game just like that. 5-2 East Grand Rapids. And a nifty goal for the Devils. And 13:42 will be the time of the goals. Walking in, this is Padgett. There's a shot, they score. East Grand Rapids as they come back in right off the draw and they score on that goal on the Blue Devils. That's a heartbreaker there. And 14:25, the time of that goal for Sue High, and back comes East Grand Rapids, and they score, I think it was 14 on the rebound, Segenga, and that makes it a 6-2 East Grand Rapids lead for the Pioneers. And the time of that goal, they haven't put it up on the board. It was a delay penalty call coming up. Now they have. As a tough break for the Devils, they chip away at this lead. And just like that, as the time of that goal will be, as it's picked up there by East Grand Rapids. Suhai gets it, they'll dump it in, down and behind the net. They'll fire it down into the right corner along the wall. Now Goodrich loses it, and here come the Pioneers in an odd man rush, walking right in, Rushmore. Now make that McKeegan, his shot, and that's blocked and knocked away by Bontrager. 6-2 East Grand Rapids with the lead. The Pioneers come back and get the four-goal lead back. Just like that. Tough break for the Devils. 14:35 would be the time of that goal for East Grand Rapids, I do believe, here in the second period. Let's get the totals. And there's a shot kicked away. Hoagland, they give it an assist to on that second goal. Wilson scored it for Suhai. And that was at 13:25. Or nope, the goal at 14:25. 15:35 was the goal by East Grand Rapids. Now JT LaMange, he sends it in. That goes wide of the net. And Segenga with his second goal of the game. Ken Segenga. That was the goal to make it 6-2. Segenga for East Grand Rapids. And the Pioneers able to get a goal there to make it a 6-2 hockey game. Minute and a half to go here in the second. Here come the Blue Devils. Avery Wilson walking in around the D. Quick shot kicked away. Loose puck in front. And it's cleared out by LaMange. That was a juicy rebound there. But the Pioneers clear it out. Now they'll walk right in. Now moving in, they'll set it in front. There's a shot. Bontrager will hang on and make the save. As they feathered in front, LaMange was in front, but Bontrager able to make the save. A lot of action the last several minutes. Suhai with a couple of goals, but the Pioneers able to get a tally to get their four-goal lead back. East Grand Rapids 6, Suhai 2, 1:11 to go in the second. Just in the Devils had a little jump in their step, and back came the Pioneers at the second goal. Right off the draw, they walk in and score. Segenga with the second goal of the game. Now it's shot in there by Suhai, picked up by the Pioneers in their own zone. East Grand Rapids will bring it up ahead. Now up the right wing side, walking right in now. It's going to be number 21, Mason Keyes. Keyes bumped off the puck. Good play there by Jay Dunbar. Hard physical hit in behind the net. Now there's a quick shot. Bontrager hangs on to make the save. That's what I'm talking about there. Take the puck carrier right off his wheels there, and that's what Jay did. He crashed it right into him in behind the net, put a good physical hit on him, and knocked him hard to the boards. Bontrager able to make the save. That's what you have to do there. Keyes was wheeling in, and Dunbar put him on his behind. 45 seconds to go here in the middle stanza. 6-2 is the score. East Grand Rapids in the lead. Under a minute to go in the second period. Now it's going to be Cade Esterich up ahead off the wall, trying to find Gorsuch. Now back to Esterich, turned over, shot right back in, down and behind the net. Now it's Joey Engel again. Now Engel plays it on the tap pass up ahead, Trace Moran. Moran down and behind the net. Moran moves from right to left. Now Moran moving across the blue line now out to the neutral zone. Picked up there by East Grand Rapids, and now it's number 18, Spindle. Spindle dumps it in down and behind Bontrager. He turns it over to Engel. Here comes East Grand Rapids. They set it in front. Loose puck. It's kicked away. Wilenga with the shot. 2 seconds to go in the period, and the horn will sound, and that's the end of the middle stanza. A lot of activity in that second period here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, and it is a 6-2 lead for the East Grand Rapids Pioneers over the Suhai Blue Devils. It's East Grand Rapids 6 and Suhai 2. We'll come back with the second period scoring summary in a moment as the Blue Devils trail by 4 to East Grand Rapids, and you're listening to Blue Devil Hockey and the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Well, the Hockey Blue Devils are trailing the East Grand Rapids Pioneers 6-2 after two periods of play at the Thanksgiving Wildcats hockey tournament here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. A 6-2 lead for East Grand Rapids. And here's the scoring summary of the second period of play. East Grand Rapids up 3-0 coming into the period. They would jump out to a 4-0 lead on a goal for the Pioneers from number 22. And that's JT LaMange. as LeMans would get a goal or make that. Mason Keyes would score for East Grand Rapids in that second period, as Mason Keyes would score to make it a 4-0 hockey game, with East Grand Rapids up 3-0, and they would score at 10:32 past Mike Bontrager. As Bontrager, not much he could have done, sprawled all around, not being helped out by his blue line, and it would be Mason Keyes slipping it past Bontrager as he made a couple of saves prior to the goal, and it would be 4-0 the score as he would hit it short side right from that right corner, and Mason Keyes would score for East Grand Rapids. 11, and that would be at 10:32, and assisting on that goal would be Mag Simon. Simon would have the assist on that goal for Mason Keyes. And Suhai then would have a 5-0 deficit on a goal by JT LeMans, his second of the game. He would go in, slip it past blocker side of Bontrager and assisted in East Grand Rapids at a 5-0 lead. Then Suhai was able to get going at 13:34, make that 13:35 would be a goal for Dominic Chico, assisting on that goal Garrett Gorshitz. At 13:35, a nice play by Chico. He'd split the D, walk in, and go to the stick side and beat the goaltender for East Grand Rapids in Austin Stankowski. And it was a 5-1 hockey game. Blue Devils would come back with another goal, this time a beauty from the right slot. Evan Hoagland with a beautiful pass at 14:25, even strength to Avery Wilson. And Wilson would bury it stick side past Stankowski. 5-2 hockey game. East Grand Rapids with the lead. Then the Pioneers out the faceoff, they'd walk in and score on a goal by Ken Segenga. He would walk in and hit the rebound in past Bontrager. Bontrager would get the initial save, and that would be at 15:36. Segenga with the goal, and assisting on that would be Connor Gendritz for East Grand Rapids, and they would have the lead of 6-2, so they get their four-goal lead back. Shots on goal, 22-20 in favor of Suhai. 12 shots on goal for East Grand Rapids in that period, 11 for the Blue Devils. Mike Bontrager made 8 saves in that period, yielding in that second period, yielded 3 goals, 9 saves for Stankowski, and he yielded 2 goals in that second period of play. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids leads Suhai after 2 periods of play. The winner gets the winner of the second game at 6 o'clock between Negaunee and Alpena here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. The third place game, which right now is looking like where Suhai's headed, will be a noon game, and will be coming on right after Coach's Corner here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, as it will be either Negaunee or Alpena against Suhai right now, it looks like, at noon, but that could change, you never know. And of course, we'll be here for the call either way at noon or 3 tomorrow afternoon here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. 6-2 the score as East Grand Rapids leads Suhai after 2 periods of play. We'll take a timeout. We'll go back to This Week in High School Sports. Casey missed it the first time, mainly to give me a rest, and then we'll be back for the third period to come, and you'll hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring in Blue Devil hockey as well, all coming up here in our intermission, second intermission activities. 6-2, East Grand Rapids leads Suhai after 2 periods of play. You're listening to Blue Devil hockey on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOL. Back at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, we're ready for the start of the third period of play with Suhai trailing East Grand Rapids 6-2. Here in Alpena for the third period. We're underway. Blue Devils moving from left to right as seen on your radio dial. And the Pioneers get the puck down low and behind their own net. They'll cycle it up the ice, up the right wing side. They'll get it to Mason Keyes. Keyes will fire it into the Suhai zone. Now missing that pass was Randon Blair, and that will go for an icing down and behind the Pioneers net as we are underway here in the third period of play. We have played 20 seconds here in Alpena in the third period of play. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids leading Suhai. Faceoff will come to the right of the goaltender, Mike Bontrager, who goes back in for his second period of work here in the third period of play. Right from the drop of the puck, taken there by the Pioneers. And they'll get it up the right wing side. Suhai gets it back. Now dumping it in, Dominic Chico. Chico fires it down and behind Stankowski. Picked up by Gorsuch. Gorsuch now floats it towards the net, but knocked away by the Pioneers. And they'll play it up the right wing side. Going after it is going to be Bennett Winkle. Winkle will fire it down low, right wing corner. Now along the wall, comes out to the point. There's a shot, didn't get through traffic. And now Suhai will clear it out. A blistering shot by Walenga. And now Walenga will trail back after it with 16 minutes to go in the third period. 6-2 hockey game. Pioneers right now with the 4-goal lead. Suhai gets a turnover, and Gorsuch will just dump it back down and behind Stankowski. Picked up there by East Grand Rapids. Walenga with it. Walenga being harassed by Eli Hills. I think Hills has had a pretty good hockey game here today. He's been all over the place, and now Hills going after the puck again as he there goes Suhai's number 9. That's Ethan McDonald. McDonald fires it down low on the corner. I like McDonald last week. A good change of pace forward. He's kind of a grinder out there. He hadn't played hockey in 2 years, but he certainly has stepped it right back where he left off, and he's played very well early on when he's been out there for Suhai. George Bowman will dump it into the East Grand Rapids zone. Jendritz now will trail back. Jendritz with the puck. Jendritz now up the right wing side. Now it's held in there. Suhai gets to it. Cade Estrich with it. He'll fire it in the right wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. McDonald, he'll dump it back down and behind Stankowski. Back out to the point. There's a shot kicked away by Stankowski. It's cleared down low, left wing corner. Down and behind the net. Pioneers now try to clear it out. Now it's shot right back out by Suhai. Blue Devils going after it, and now the Pioneers dump into the Suhai blue line. Here come the Devils walking right in. There's a shot, and it's deflected just wide. A blistering shot there by Avery Wilson. Now Hoagland picks it up. Hoagland behind the Pioneers net. Now Hoagland back out to the point. Devils buzzing that net. Now here's Cale Bell, sends it towards the net. Bouncing puck, now it pops back out to the blue line. Goodrich holds it in. Now Goodrich along the wall, comes out to center, trailing back there, Cale Bell. Bell fires it in the right wing corner, down and behind the Pioneers net. Picked up there by East Grand Rapids, it's Stropkai. Stropkai gets it out to the neutral zone, comes out the high glass, there's a shot, nearly went in. Hit that stanchion, and Stankowski, he was gonna go for a Sunday stroll, thinking the puck's going in behind the net. It popped off that stanchion, took a weird carom, and was going to the net, that nearly went in. But Stankowski was able to get that goal stick right on it as he was going in behind the net, but he of course heard the commotion, turn and look, that puck was going in, and he cleared it from going in. A near goal for Suhai off a tricky bounce, but to no avail. Stays 6-2. Penalty coming to East Grand Rapids, so the Blue Devils will get a power play here. Connor Jendritz will go off. And for the draw will be Segenga for the Pioneers. Suhai wins it. Blue Devils on the power play. Dunbar, now the one-timer angle, didn't get through traffic. Down low, Trace Moran with it now. Now Moran back out to the point. Dunbar, tap pass now up top. Now the one-timer, Dunbar fanned on it. Now the Pioneers can't get it out. Now they do. It's Segenga. Segenga going in shorthanded. Has it knocked away by Garrett Gorsuch. Gorsuch to Moran. He's walking right in. Now Trace Moran. He's going to be held on to and hogtied by Walenga. Walenga clears the zone as it goes down in behind Bontrager. Minute 25 left on that penalty for East Grand Rapids to Jendritz. And a 6-2 lead for the Pioneers. 13:25 left here, third period in Alpena. Blue Devils now out across the neutral zone. Garrett Gorsuch misses the pass, the right wing side. Blue Devils on the power play. Now down behind the net, Walenga on the hard around, gets it up ahead to Segenga, and Segenga will dump it down to the right side, down and behind Bontrager, picked up there by Dunbar. Jay Dunbar down and behind Mike Bontrager. 13 minutes ago, third period, 6-2 lead for East Grand Rapids. Up the right wing side across the blue line. Now walking in, Garrett Gorsuch puts the brakes on at the faceoff circle, fires it down and behind the net. Now it's Trace Moran. Moran will lose it. Gorsuch now over to Cale Bell. Bell now up top. Bell over to the left point. Loose puck went off the skate of Odin Medrick. Nice play by Medrick to hold it in. Now to the right point, it's Bell again. Now Bell up top. Now gets it over to Gorsuch. He'll wheel around two Pioneers. Shoots a high riser. It goes well wide of the net. Down low right corner. Now up top at the faceoff circle. Bell. Chico. Now Dominic Chico dumps it over to the left corner. Randon Blair with it now. Now Blair has the puck knocked off his stick on the PK. Held in by Suhai. Shot didn't get through by Medrick. And it's cleared out by the Pioneers. Shorthanded Millman. He'll fire it down. down in behind the goaltender Bontrager it goes. And now it's picked up there by Blair. Blair fires it out over to Wilson. Wilson walking in around the D. Wilson the shot. Kicked away by Stankowski. Big shot there. And knocked away. And now East Grand Rapids has killed that penalty. Suhai's 0 for 3 on the power play. Now here come the Pioneers. They'll bring it up ahead. It's this Spindle. Spindle walking in. Tyler Spindle dumps it left wing corner down and behind the Blue Devil net. Picked up there by East Grand Rapids. They'll try to hold it in. Now Spindle, he'll have it knocked away. Here come the Devils. They'll break out right wing side. Random Blair walking right in. Now Blair in a high riser dumps it down and behind the net. Picked up there by the Pioneers. They'll try to clear it out as it was McIntosh. Reading McIntosh, he'll turn it over. Avery Wilson now back out to the point. Now Esther to the one-timer. That's deflected wide, and it was blocked there by the Pioneers. Number 18 got a piece of it. Spindle, and Spindle will head up ice. Tyler Spindle weaving through traffic across the neutral zone. Spindle will dump it down. It goes wide of the net on the right wing corner. Down in behind the Suhai net, it rolls out along the wall. Goodrich turns it over. Pioneers will fire it right back in. Estritz will retrieve it. And Cade down and behind the Suhai net. Estritz up ahead. Eli Hills will tip it out to the blue line. Held in there. There's a loose puck as it floated in by number 5, Stropkai. And now it's shot right back out by Suhai. Now a little tap pass up ahead, missing his man to Simon. That's going to be an icing call with 10:47 to go here in the third. 6-2 East Grand Rapids has the lead here in Game 3 on the young season for both teams. As they play this weekend in the Thanksgiving tournament here in Alpena. As the Blue Devils' three-game road swing, there'll be these games here this weekend at Sheboygan Wednesday before they return next weekend to Escanaba. And now it's shot down and behind the net, picked up there by East Grand Rapids, and it's going to be played by Oliver Owen. Owen now going in. Owen dumps it down right wing corner down in the Suhai zone. Cale Bell fails to clear it out. Now the Pioneers get it in front. There's Owen, a shot. Couldn't get a stick on it, and it's cleared out by Suhai. Pioneers trail back in their own zone. Jendritz. Jendritz now up ahead to Stropkai. Stropkai will tap past Jendritz. Jendritz off the wall, over skating the puck there with Simon. Now it's picked up by the Blue Devils. They'll tap it up ahead. Now a loose puck. Bowman goes after it. He can't get to it. Now it's picked up by George. George fires it into the zone again. And Dr. Z is here. Good to see you, Dr. Z, as he gets ready for his broadcast in Alpena hockey. And now Suhai will get to the puck. Now it's going to be Eli Hills. Hills now out to center. Loose puck now. Picked up by the Pioneers, and the Pioneers trail back, and now up ahead, here come the East Grand Rapids, number 4. This is Cody Millman. Millman around the D, sends it in front. It went wide. Down low along the wall, picked up there by Suhai, and now it's picked up by the Blue Devils as East Grand Rapids holds it in, though. They'll try to send it in front. There's a chance for Hoekstra. Hoekstra down low, right wing corner. 9:20 left in the third, 6-2 East Grand Rapids. Now back out to the point. There's a loose puck, a shot on the backhand, kicked away by Bontrager. Big stop there by Mike as that shot came from Hoekstra. Now Hoekstra tries to get in between the circles. There's a shot for Millman. It didn't get through traffic. Now it's shot up and trailing back. For East Grand Rapids will be Finley Wilenga. Wilenga, young sophomore at his own blue line. Little tap pass up ahead now over to Padgett. Ryan Padgett will dump it down behind Bontrager. Medrick overskates it over to the right wing corner. Now he'll pick it up. Now Odin turns it over. Boy, there's been a lot of turnovers, more than you'd see at your local bakery. A lot of them by Suhai. Sloppy game for them and their own end. They've turned the puck over a lot. And now the Blue Devils will bring it up ahead. Medrick. Medrick, two men with him. Here comes Odin, little tap pass, misses his man. Chico had to retrieve it, but they still get the offsides call. He tried to peel back, but to no avail. 8:32 to go here in the third, 6-2 hockey game. You know, the goaltending early on, it just was not Tristan Forgraves' night. Hey, we all have that in life. Haven't had on the ice, just the way it goes. Bontrager came in on that. Mike's done a nice job. But Suhai, just a lot of turnovers. At times, not physical enough in their own end, in my opinion. Now East Grand Rapids will bring it up ahead. This will be number 7, DeRouge. Bender Roods down low to the right wing corner, down and behind the net. Now Kale Bell. Bell for Suhai, pops the puck loose, brings it up ahead. Now here comes Dom Chico, little tap pass up, and he'll walk right in. Goodrich, he has men with him. Now Goodrich walking in over to the right corner along a wall. He'll dump it down for Gorsuch. Gorsuch over to the left corner. Now Gorsuch over to Trace Moran. Now Moran over to the right wing corner along the wall. He'll get it to Chico. Chico tries to get to it. Back to Moran as it popped off his stick out to the neutral zone by the Pioneers. Goodrich at his own or the Pioneer blue line. Fires it in on the goaltender, and that's knocked away by Stankowski. Down low into the corner now. Picked up there by Suhai. Blue Devils hold it in. We got a delay penalty call coming here. And penalty, contact to the head call. It was 7:38 left here in the third period of play. Looks like a penalty here to the Pioneers. And there's the penalty box door, and it's going to be Connor Gendritz again, his second straight penalty, 6-2. East Grand Rapids leads Suhai with 7:38 to go here in the third period of play. Talk about the turnovers, you know, a young team, and that's no excuse. I know Coach Mackey and the coaching staff won't take that as an excuse. Two seniors on this team, a sophomore-laden squad. Now the Blue Devils tap it in between the circles, knocked away. It's shot right in by East Grand Rapids, down and behind Bontrager. Now Goodrich will pick it up. Goodrich in his own zone, and now Goodrich has it turned over, and there's Seginga. Seginga with it. He'll lose the puck, get it back. There's a shot kicked away, the rebound. Bontrager alone on an island there as he was doing yeoman's work, and Suhai finally clears the zone. Up the left side, Avery Wilson around the D. There's a shot, and hung on to. Making the save there was Wilson. Or Stankowski on Wilson. As Avery with a good opportunity, scored his first Blue Devil goal back in the second period. That cut the lead to 5-2 at that particular time, and then the Pioneers scored to get the four-goal lead back. And that's where we've been here all the way through into this third period. 7 minutes left in the hockey game. Now to the right point angle, a shot kicked away there by Stankowski. Goes down low into the corner. Now popped out to the blue line. Now Engel, there's a shot, and that's redirected just wide. Chico will try to hold it in. Now Dominic Chico has it knocked away. Pioneers with it. Now Hoekstra. Hoekstra will lose it. Picked up by Chico. Now it goes over to Gorsuch with a shot. And right into the midsection of Stankowski. Another big shot there. Nice tap pass over to Garrett. Tell you what, Garrett's had a couple assists on the season. He's been close to pop one loose once he does look out. As this line has generated a lot of goals. They moved Trace Moran on this line for this game. No Ethan Kennedy this weekend. And now back out to Gorsuch. Now the one-timer, the shot. Evan Kennedy, my apologies. And Kennedy was very good last weekend, but not here this weekend. Now there's a shot for Engel, kicked away, and now Chico down and behind the net. Now Dominic with the puck with 6:15 to go, and the slot is Engel looking for a redirect, couldn't get it. Now picked up there by Moran up top. There's a shot, and Stankowski hangs on. It came from Gorsuch, and hanging on to make that save is the goaltender, Austin Stankowski, a young junior. 6:09 to go here in the third. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids leads Suhai in the Alpena Thanksgiving tournament here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. Dave Watson here in Alpena for Blue Devil Hockey. Broadcast engineer is Frank Blissett. Work at our variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Laker hockey tonight over on YesFM. Billy Crawford will have the call. There's a shot from the point by Dunbar. Hanging on to that is Stankowski on today's hits, 99.5 SFM. Minnesota State in town, top-ranked Mavericks taking on the Lakers at the Able Arena. Now back out to the point, Dunbar. Dunbar down low, this is Wilson. A little tap pass in front, knocked away, and it comes out to the blue line. 13 seconds left in the Blue Devil power play. There's a shot for Randon Blair right into Stankowski, and he'll cover up to make the save. Another stoppage at 5:49 to go here in this one. 10 seconds left on that penalty on East Grand Rapids. Contact to the head to Connor Gendritz. Here in the third period of play at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, it's the Pioneers of the 6-2 lead. Devils had an opportunity, I thought, to really try to get some momentum going when they were down 5-0 and scored those two goals very quickly. And then after the second goal, East Grand Rapids right from the draw walked in, and Segenga scored his second goal of the hockey game. And, well, that's where we've been at that stagnant period of 6-2 East Grand Rapids since that point in time. 5:44 to go in the third. There's a shot. Toe save there by Stankowski. And that came right from the draw. And it's shot down and behind the Sioux High net. Penalty is over for East Grand Rapids. Gendritz out of the box. Blue Devils float the puck up. It goes into the netting out of the play. We'll get the faceoff down in that Sioux High zone. There's 5:32 left here in the third period of play here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids leading Sioux High. Faceoff to the right of the goaltender, Bontrager, as he sees it. Now for the draw. That was DeRouge for East Grand Rapids. He'll get it to Simon. Simon now floats it over to get it to Spindle, Tyler Spindle. They've been playing this line a lot out here in this third period. And now it's picked up by Odin Medrick. Medrick up to Dominic Chico. He can't get to the puck. It's held in by the Pioneers. And the Blue Devils finally get to a Goodrich. He'll fire at the length of the ice here, get an icing call. 5:07 left here in this one here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids with the lead over Sioux High. Pioneers jumped out to a 5-0 lead here in this hockey game. Devils made it 5-2. And then East Grand Rapids 6-2 in a flurry of about 4 minutes when we had three goals. Well, four goals, actually. Two by the Pioneers, two by Sioux High. Now the Devils get a turnover, and now Hoagland will dump it into Avery Wilson. And that's an icing call, is what they're calling there. Stoppage in play, 4:57 to go here in the third, or maybe a delay penalty? Nope, Bontrager is just going off for an extra attacker is what that was. Down 6-2. And now faceoff will come to the left of the goaltender Bontrager as he sees it. Number 21, Mason Keyes, will pose Hoagland for the draw. And now it comes back out to the point. There's a shot blocked. And now East Grand Rapids with it, knocked away as they hold it into the Sioux High zone. Now it's picked up there by the Blue Devils. Random Blair. Blair turned it over. Picked up by Oliver Owen. Owen now. Owen sends it to the slot. There's a shot by McKeegan. And that goes wide. Back out to the point. Now the Blue Devils try to get to it. And the Pioneers now hold it in. There's a shot deflected wide. Goes down and behind the net. Sioux High up ahead. Here comes Avery Wilson walking in. Wilson has a man with him towards the net. Goodrich. There's a shot. It goes down and behind the net by Wilson. Sioux High holds it in. Random Blair. Blair sends it down and behind the net. Left wing corner along the wall. Bowman sends it in front. Poke checked away by the goaltender. Stankowski gets it out to center. Picked up there by Sioux High. Hoagland. Hoagland will retrieve it back out to the neutral zone. He'll backhand it into the zone and behind Stankowski. 4 minutes left in the hockey game here in the third period of play at 6-2 East Grand Rapids. Pioneers clear the zone all the way out it goes. Devils have the net empty, down by four goals, and the extra attacker on the ice. We get a stoppage, icing call, 3:54 to go in the third, 6-2 the score. Pioneers with a lead. Faceoff will be to the right of the goaltender, Stankowski, as he sees it, for East Grand Rapids. For the draw will be Ian McKeegan. He scored the first goal in the hockey game. If you recall, he does have a goal in this game, Ian McKeegan for East Grand Rapids. Thought he did. No, he had an assist on that goal. No, he did. He had the second goal. Yeah, McKeegan. Thought he did. Had to look closer at my stat sheet. 3:49 to go. Drop of the puck. That went up in the netting on the play by the Pioneers. DeRouge will take the draw for East Grand Rapids, opposed by Gorsuch. Rick Mackey has that Blue Devil net empty yet again with the extra attacker on the ice. From the draw, goes down low, left wing corner, DeRouge. DeRouge clears it in the heart around, held in by Bowman. Bowman with the puck, George Bowman now down low. Big hit, DeRouge. That's going to be a penalty as he rocked Dominic Chico hard in that corner as he lays on his back and DeRouge is going off. And Cade Estrich is not happy with that hit on Chico. And now the referee is skating Cade away from that fracas as he wanted a piece of DeRouge after DeRouge put a big hit on Chico in that right corner. Dominic slow to get up. And gingerly he'll get up. Seems to be okay. Here comes the penalty. And, well, now they're offsetting because Estrich got that penalty there as he retaliated at DeRouge for DeRouge putting the hit in the corner on Chico. Originally, it was going to be a power play for Suhai, but Estrich makes it offsetting, I do believe. We'll have to get the totals here in a moment. 3:36 to go here in the third. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids with the lead. Rick Mackey's going to get a word from the referee here. As he leans over on that Blue Devil bench. As the officials now will talk to Rick, one of the referees. And that's going to happen as George Newton probably will want to hear from him. These coaches get jealous. Hey, why are you talking to him? What about me? Well, don't I get a little attention here and explanation? And now this is East Grand Rapids. We'll have the face-off to the left of the goaltender, Stankowski, as we get a little bit of a delay here, 3:36 to go as they sort out the penalties at a 6-2 East Grand Rapids lead. Estrich is going to go off. He is in the penalty box. And I noticed the Pioneers don't have anybody in there now. So that might be a 10-minute misconduct. Oh, no, he is in there. He was just leaning backwards. DeRouge, oh, and I guess it won't be offsetting. Now they're going to give him, I kind of wondered for a moment, a 5-minute major to DeRouge and the Pioneers. And now George Newton wants an explanation because now they're saying, after he saw they put 5 minutes on the board, now he's piqued his interest. But a 5-minute penalty to DeRouge, just 2 minutes for Estrich, the retaliatory type penalty. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids has the lead over Suhai. With 3:36 left in this one. So the Devils will see 5 minutes on the board for number 7, Ben DeRouge. He is a junior. He had a hit in that right wing corner in the Pioneers zone to the right of Stankowski. And he put a big hit on Dominic Chico. Now the Blue Devils have Evan Hoagland out there for the draw. He'll be opposed by number 22, JT Lamange. Now Lamange for the draw with Hoagland. Now there's Wilson with a high rising shot from the slot. It goes well wide, held in. Suhai with the puck. Now they'll dangle it in. This is Engel. Engel over to Wilson. Wilson down low, right wing corner. Back up top now. Blue Devils with the puck. East Grand Rapids now will play it down low. Suhai gets it back. And Blue Devils on the power play, a 5-minute power play. And now there's a shot kicked away. The rebound, Random Blair right in to the midsection of Stankowski. And Stankowski will cover up, make the save. 4:33 left on that major penalty on Ben DeRouge. Minute 33 left on Estrich on his retaliatory penalty. But Devils still on the power play here. And they'll, or actually they'll be on the power play after the 2-minute penalty is over with. They have pulled the goaltender, so it would be 5-a-side. But now Trace Moran with the puck down and behind the net. But they have the extra attacker on the ice, and now Suhai with it. They'll get it over to the right slot. Medrick, a high riser, make that Dunbar. That goes off the boards and all the way down the ice. Now Joey Engel, and that puck nearly went in the net as he kind of was lackadaisical going after it, and Engel able to pick it up and gets it across the blue line over to Jay Dunbar. Dunbar walking in. 2.5 and change to go in the hockey game. Devils down 6-2. Now back up top. Here's a shot kicked away. The rebound in front. Good chance for Moran, and now they dogpile in front. Look out as getting a little chippy out there. As that was number 11, Trace Moran, who was pulled from behind very aggressively by number 2, Ian McMeekin, or McKeegan rather. McKeegan just yanked Moran off that pile there. And now cooler heads will prevail. Kind of getting on that edge a little bit. Here goes the penalty box door. Moran will go off. It appears number 2, McKeegan, will go off. And 2:25 left here in the third period of play in a 6-2 hockey game. 3:49 left on the major penalty to DeRouge. 49 seconds left on Estrich's penalty. Now the officials will have to sort this out. So we've had have another delay, and the end of this hockey game is taking some time as the officials will confer here. 6-2 lead for East Grand Rapids, and physicality jacked up a notch here in this third period of play. In a third period that has seen no scoring here in this one. And now the players confer here as Suhai has Jay Dunbar out there with Garrett Gorshitz in front of that East Grand Rapids net. Officials are conferring at the off-ice officials bench with 2:25 left here in this one. Sioux Greyhounds will be back in action over on Rock 101 tonight as they will be playing the Kitchener Rangers. Don't be a stranger, be a Kitchener Ranger. And Jerry Liscombe Jr. will have the call over on Rock 101. Probably a 7:30 start. I didn't go back to look. But the Hounds will be on Rock 101. Lakers on Yes FM. That's a 6:35 pregame with Billy Crawford. 2:25, and that's on today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM. 2:25 left in this one. Officials are conferring. Traverse City Central in high school football lost in the Division II state championship at Ford Field. They were thumped by a very good Warren D. LaSalle team. D. LaSalle 41-14 over TC Central. Division 8 was Hudson 14, Beale City 7. So the Aggies fall, and so do the TC Central Trojans in their Division II state championship. They had one loss going into the Trojans. That was the first game of the year against DeWitt. They ran the table after that, but they want to run into a very good Warren D. LaSalle team, and the Pilots win it 41-14 past Traverse City Central. And now they have a penalty up on the board. Dominic Chico gets 7 minutes of penalties, 5 minutes for fighting, so he won't play tomorrow. I think that's a game DQ. So he gets, there's 7 minutes on the board. How many times do you see that? 7 minutes of penalties to one guy. And Chico, for fighting, he is disqualified, and I do not believe he'll be able to play tomorrow. So that's a loss for Rick Mackey's team, losing one of their top players in Dominic Chico. 7 minutes of penalties to him. They don't have anything else on the board as of yet. And if you're going to get one guy for fighting, you think it would be just one guy. Would he fight himself? I mean, if you get one guy for fighting, it should be another guy. They do have a second guy in that penalty box. They just haven't announced it yet. So there'll be another East Grand Rapids player off for fighting as well as Chico gets 7 minutes worth of penalties. And I don't believe it'll be available tomorrow. Now it's dumped out by Stankowski. And now Gendrich with it, with two and change left in this one. 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids with the lead. Now the Pioneers will bring it up ahead. It's Wilenga. Now Wilenga. Wilenga, well, Mason Keyes. Keyes fires it down low to the left wing corner. Tries to get it in front. Now Mason Keyes has it knocked away and behind the Suhai net, Jay Dunbar. Dunbar in the hard around. Gendrich tries to hold it in. Back out to the point. Wilenga didn't get through traffic. Now a Pioneer player is hauled down, and a delay penalty coming here to Suhai. Devils losing their heads here a little bit, and that was a silly penalty to take for the Devils, and a tripping penalty, an obvious one. 1:43 to go here in the third period of play. And it's taking the longest to play the last 3 minutes of this hockey game with all the extracurriculars, and it didn't take to play the whole entire thing. Now it's a tripping call on Suhai. 7 seconds left on Cade Esrich's penalty, so he'll come out of the box. 6:18 left on those penalties on Chico. And now the faceoff will come to the right of the goaltender Bontrager. Gendrich, or make that, looks like Ryan Padgett out there. Rick Mackey talking to the referee there. And 1:43 to go here in the third period, 6-2 East Grand Rapids. Now from the draw, taken there by Padgett. Padgett now at the point. Padgett hanging on. Padgett loses it. Deflected away. Suhai gets it back, and they will dump it down the ice. With a minute and a half to go in the hockey game, 6-2 the score. East Grand Rapids leading the Blue Devils. Now a quick stretch pass up the left side to Spindle. He couldn't hang on. Comes out to the point. Picked up there by Stropkai. Stropkai now back out to the right point against Spindle. Spindle with it there. Now Spindle. Tap pass over it goes to Padgett. Padgett. Now they'll get it in front. The shot. It's deflected wide by Bontrager. Goes down low. Under a minute to go in the hockey game. Coming in up on 6-2 game. East Grand Rapids with the lead. Now the Pioneers will float the puck on the perimeter. Back up top. There's Padgett. It goes well wide of the net. And Mike will pounce on it. With 51.3 seconds to go here in the third period of play. Bontrager making that save. Get a stoppage. With 51.3 seconds to go here in the third period of play. Now face off to the right of the goaltender, Bontrager. Now it's picked up by East Grand Rapids. And now it's make it Wilenga. Wilenga back out to the point. He'll work it around. Padgett, he can't hang on. Wilenga make that number 17 out there. It's going to be a Bennett to Winkle. And now they'll bring it up ahead. Wilenga. Wilenga back over to Winkle. 30 seconds left in the hockey game. Now they'll dump it down low into the corner. Back up top now. This is Jendritz. Jendritz now right point. There's a shot. Went well wide of the net. 6-2 East Grand Rapids. They're going to win this game. Suhai will fall to 1-1-1 on the campaign. And the Pioneers will go to 1-2. 14 seconds to go. Pioneers will head up ice. Suhai will play for third place in this tournament tomorrow against the team that falls in the second semifinal between Nagani and Alpena. 3 seconds to go. East Grand Rapids has it poke checked away. There's your hockey game. And the horn sounds, and the Pioneers win it by a score of 6-2 past Suhai. Blue Devils fall, and they are now 1-1, one win, one loss, one tie on the season, and they'll play in the third place game of the Thanksgiving tournament here in Alpena tomorrow here at the Northern Lights Arena. We'll be on right after Coach's Corner at noon here on 1230 WSOL. We'll be back in the postgame show in a moment. Back in 1 minute, Blue Devils fall to East Grand Rapids. East Grand Rapids 6, Suhai 2. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOL. Well, welcome back to the Northern Lights Arena as the Suhai Blue Devils fall to the Alpena Wildcats, or actually check that, to the East Grand Rapids Pioneers in Alpena at the Northern Lights Arena. East Grand Rapids 6, Suhai 2. As let's get to the final totals of the hockey game here tonight. Shots on goal was 34-24 for the game as Suhai outshot the Pioneers, but they fall by the score of 6-2. Ken Sikkema started the scoring in the first period for East Grand Rapids. They never trailed. 4:51 time of the goal. It was off a Suhai turnover. That might be a theme that you'll catch on to here as this game went on. As Sikkema would score, he would slip it past Tristan Forgrave, who played one period, started the hockey game. He could not find the puck underneath him, trickled in to the net, 1-0 East Grand Rapids at 4:51. At 9:04, it'd be a goal for Ian McKeegan off another Blue Devil turnover. JT LeMange with a beautiful pass in front, and he would slip it by the goaltender, and the netminder there for Suhai, Forgrave, struggled to find the puck. It trickled into the net, and that would make it a 2-0 lead for East Grand Rapids. JT LeMange then would score on a bullet blocker side that the goaltender would get a piece of it in Forgrave, and at 14:34, that would make it an unassisted goal for LeMange and a 3-0 East Grand Rapids lead. As they were up 3-0 going into the middle stanza, 10:32 of the second, a goal for Mason Keyes as he would walk in. Nice move around the D and beat Mike Bontrager, who came in relief of Forgrave in that second period and went the rest of the way. He would beat Bontrager to the blocker side with Keyes. That would make it 4-0. And then JT LeMans, his second goal of the hockey game, he would walk in and score. And he would beat Bontrager on a play that Suhai just could not get to defensively. They kind of broke down and would slip it past Bontrager, would Lamont, and that would be a goal at 11:47 of the middle stanza, 5-0 East Grand Rapids. Then Suhai had a little spurt going. At 13:25, they would score. Dominic Chico would split defenders. He'd walk in and score on a dandy goal. Garrett Gorsitz had the lone assist, even strength goal in the second period, 5-1 hockey game. And then just a little bit later at 14:25, Avery Wilson would score. Evan Hoagland on a gorgeous pass in the slot. Right side, they would go stick side past the goaltender Stankowski, and it would be a 5-2 hockey game. All of a sudden, you're thinking perhaps a comeback as Uncle Mo, momentum on the side for Suhai, but back would come East Grand Rapids off the faceoff. The would be a goal at 15:35. There were actually, it would be a goal at 14:35. 10 seconds later, right off the drop of the puck, they would walk right in, and Ken Sigenga would score his second goal of the game. Assisting on the goal would be Connor Jendritz, and just like that, it would be a 6-2 hockey game, and no scoring in the third period. And shots on goal, 34-24 for the hockey game. A lot of penalties, especially in that third period. There was some fisticuffs. Dominic Chico got hit pretty hard by Ben DeRouge. DeRouge would get a 5-minute penalty for that. And Chico would come out, and he was angry after that, and he took some silly penalties. He got a 5-minute major for fighting, also a 2-minute penalty in there, 7 minutes worth of penalties. He gets, a game disqualification. I don't believe he'll be available for tomorrow, as Suhai will play for the third-place game. So they'll more likely be missing their one of their top players in Dominic Chico going into that third-place game tomorrow afternoon. But Suhai falls by the score of 6-2 here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena to East Grand Rapids in the Thanksgiving tournament in the semifinals. East Grand Rapids 6-2 win over the Blue Devils. And a reminder, Coach's Corner from Applebee's at 11:05. Scott Nason will have the scores that matter. Scotty also will have a guest or two. And right towards the bottom of the hour, we'll send it here to Alpena in probably about 11:50 in that neighborhood, as we will have the face-off show come your way here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. Either towards the end of Coach's Corner, we'll segue into Blue Devil hockey tomorrow, as Suhai will take on the team that falls in the next game, either Nagani or Alpena, here in the Thanksgiving tournament here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. We'll have the call here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well at noon here in the third place game of the Alpena Thanksgiving tournament. And, of course, we'll talk more about that coming up in a moment, as we'll have our next game preview and our final thoughts as well. We'll take one more timeout and close up shop and return. Suhai falls to East Grand Rapids 6-2. Pioneers win it. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. As we come back to the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, Suhai falls in the Thanksgiving tournament semifinals in Alpena to East Grand Rapids. Final score, East Grand Rapids 6 and the Suhai Blue Devils 2. Blue Devils fall to 1-1-1 on the year. East Grand Rapids now 1-2 on the campaign. Time for a next game preview. Blue Devil Acers will take on the loser of the next game, either Nagani or the Alpena Wildcats, in the third place game of the Alpena Thanksgiving tournament here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena. You can join yours truly for the call right after Coach's Corner coming up at noon here from the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, as Suhai will take on either Nagani or Alpena in third place action tomorrow. You can hear all the action again at noon here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Time for final thoughts. Well, disappointing game, pretty much, because as the game started, that Suhai controlled the pace at times, but they would have turnovers. A tough day for the goaltender, Tristan Forgrave. Hey, you know, poor kid, you can't fault him too much. You know, everybody's going to have a tough day at the office, and he didn't have his best today. That happens. But the one thing that, a few things that just are, you know, disappointing was the turnovers. Very sloppy for Suhai with the turnovers. The third period, very undisciplined, I thought. It got too chippy. Dominic Chico did take a, a vicious hit that they did call us a five-minute penalty on Ben DeRouge for. But I think Dom lost his head a little bit, no pun intended, after that, because, you know, he was looking for something. He was looking to cause an issue or looking for something. He was looking to get into a fight. And, you know what? He cost his team. They cannot have him doing those kind of things because he's one of the better players out there. He had a frustrating game. Teams are starting to adjust to him early on after his, hat trick in the first game. But he also is a kid that they need out there, and they need Dominic. And Dominic still scored a goal on a nifty play, and they will not have him tomorrow, in my estimation, and that's unfortunate. He has to be better than that. He has to have a little more discipline. I know he was upset about the hit, but you know what? That's going to happen. You just got to, you know, pick up your skate straps and move from there and just keep on going. And that's just unfortunate that that happened and they won't have him tomorrow. But the turnovers, undisciplined play in the third period, it's got to clean up for Suhai. They know that. This is a young team. They're going to be there, fun to watch. Just a tough day at the office here today for Suhai. And you know what? It's a long season. You're going to have those type of days. But the Blue Devils will try to go back at it tomorrow here at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, day two of this Thanksgiving tournament. You have been listening to Blue Devil Hockey and the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOL. For today's broadcast engineer, Frank Blissette, I'm Dave Watson saying the final score. And a reminder as well, replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230wsol.com. Today's final score at the Northern Lights Arena in Alpena, Thanksgiving tournament in Alpena for the semifinals. East Grand Rapids 6 in the Suhai Blue Devils 2. Blue Devils fall to 1-1-1, and the Pioneers East Grand Rapids are now 1-2. 6-2 East Grand Rapids with the victory. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.